Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, first I want to thank you all for listening to this. And as I normally say, there's not a whole hell of a lot going on, but that would be a lie this time, because there's been a lot going on. So let's just start with a challenge from Podchaser, where I am supposed to wrap my podcast around the first picture that I had on my photo roll at that time, which happened to be a goat sitting in a chair reading a book. Yeah. Well, ironically, I actually can build a little story around that from what happened last week. So my ex-best friend, who I mentioned before, the one who was doing heroin and just generally fucking her life up, appeared in my life again last week. It's been hot out here in Arizona, and she lives off the grid, which means no electricity, no water, no power, you know, the whole nine yards living off the land type thing. And she showed up here last week and shocked me, literally. And she looks great. She's cleaned up her act quite a bit, and she's looking actually like her old self. And it was really good to see her. Now, the thing about the goat in the rug is that at Christmas time, before I went in the hospital, we were, the whole illicit drug thing. And I have a book called The Goat in the Rug, which she found to be the most hysterical thing ever. And we had put some of the illicit drugs on the book and had lost it, or thought we had lost it. But we said the goat ate it. And it turned out that it was right where I had originally put it, but we just couldn't find it because we were obviously fucked up, so we couldn't find it. But we did find it eventually, you know, in more illicit drug use in my past. But the goat in the rug, on the rug, reading a book in a rocking chair. I don't know if I could wrap a whole podcast around the goat in a rug, because it's just too bizarre. But my friend did come back into my life. Now, I saw her for 2 days solid, and then there was other promises made that none have come true yet. So, you know, she used me, I used her, right? I mean, whatever. I made out okay in the deal, and I was happy to see her. Although, too much time with her would probably drain me like crazy, because she's a psychic vampire, just like Scott is. And, so let's move into Scott territory, because I have to get this off my chest before I lose my flippin' mind any further than I've already lost it. So Scott's been looking at jail time for ever, probably. And he came to me, well, actually, it's kind of a funny story. So I slept over the other guy's house Friday night into Saturday and was there until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When I came home, Scott's truck was parked in front of my house and Scott was in my house waiting for me. He obviously didn't put two and two together and asked me if I wanted to go on a road trip with him, which I couldn't say no to. I mean, I could have said no to. I chose not to say no to it because I hadn't seen him in a while. And, nothing for nothing. I love the fool. Although I'm not so sure I love the fool anymore. But anyway, let's get into the story. So I said yes. And, the whole illicit drug thing again, I didn't actually really know about until we got to where we were heading to, which was 4.5 hours away from where I live. We were lucky. But he's running, so we stayed there, and then I finally got to meet Scott's parents. Oh my god. So I don't know why I was supposed to meet his parents for. I don't understand what that was all about. He was going there to ask them for $5,000 to try to bail him out of this mess that he's in. And then he chickened out when we got there. So I don't actually know what the hell that's all about. I don't know why I finally got to meet his parents. So yesterday he had court, and for the better part of the morning yesterday, he was trying to have me get a hold of child support to find out what his balance was and what he owed and if his payments had gone through and all this and all that. However, you know, on this road trip with him, we went and saw a couple people, and no one was happy to see Scott. Everyone was kind of like, what do you want? What do you need? What are you here for? And nobody was, like, really happy to see Scott. Apparently, Scott lies a lot, which I knew, but I didn't know that it was everybody he lied to like that or just me. But apparently he does not tell the truth often or ever. So I met his parents, and I also got to hear him have an argument with his ex-baby mama, who he owes this money to. And apparently he's been lying to her too, saying that there's been a check in the mail and it got misrouted and all this and all that. And I know for sure that there hasn't been a check in the mail, because he doesn't have any money supposedly. But he had enough money to go to a hotel and have illicit drugs with us. So yeah, you know, let's figure that one out. No money, enough gas, enough to get a hotel room, enough to, I don't know what he's playing. Anyway, so all day yesterday he has me trying to figure out what his business and what he owes and this whole nightmare scenario. And then he calls, I talked to him at like 12:30 and his court date was at 2 and I haven't heard a word since. So I've checked the jail. He's not in our local jail. I don't know if he got extradited. I don't know if he like played crazy and wound up in the hospital. I don't know anything. All I know is that when he needs something, I am the first one he comes to. And then as soon as he gets what he needs, I am the one that he forgets. So I'm not real happy about this. I am grateful to God that we made it home from this trip without anything happening to us, because I'm starting to think there was a whole lot more going on with this trip than I was aware of. And I can play stupid to a point. However, if we had gotten pulled over or anything like that, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't lie like he does, and I don't know what was actually going on. If he had me as his goat, hey! See? I don't know if I was supposed to be his runner or what I was there for, but if I was going to get it all thrown on me if anything went down, I'm not sure. All I know is that he used me. I mean, I get that he used me, and that, you know, he never told me he loved me the whole time. Even yesterday, when the prospect of him going to jail was pretty high, he never said it. I'm just grateful that he didn't abandon me in the hotel like he's known to do, because I was terrified of that. There was a lot of things that I caught him on and lies and stuff like that I just let go by, because getting stranded 4.5 hours away from home, yeah, right? I mean, I had no money on me. I didn't even have a suitcase. I had a backpack with some clothes in it, and my debit card, which has not enough money to make it home on. So yeah, there's that. So was it a very smart decision to go with him? No. Did I think that I was going to get something else out of it? I kind of really did think that it was going to be different this time. And it wasn't. It was the same old Scott. You know, I don't know why I keep expecting that he's going to be the one to change, because he's obviously not going to. And what this whole thing has done to me with my friend Christine and him is just show me that, you know, I keep on doing what I'm going to do, what I'm doing. I am going to wind up in prison. There's no two ways about it. I can't hang with people that are known to be on the seedier side of life and not expect to get myself caught up in this shit somehow or another. It's an inevitability if I don't stop and just, fuck, I gotta stop. I gotta get my shit cleaned up. I mean, right now I'm feeling really, like, terrible physically. No shock, you know. My heart is not okay. I'm going into arrhythmia every time I stand up. And it's not mixing well with my actual prescription meds. And as much as I hate my prescription meds, I'm pretty sure that I would hate prison a whole lot more. I don't know what else I was going to talk about here, but I had to get this off my chest. The rustling you're hearing is Doc on a bag right now, and there's nothing I can do about it because it will just make more noise. On the new guy, yeah, the new guy, I'm really digging the new guy. And I think that this thing with Scott has got to come to an end, because it's not fair to him for me to be doing this when I actually really enjoy my time with him a whole lot more. He's way more honest. He's something that everybody I've been with has not been. And I think it's time till I give him the real try and not be playing games with him. Not that I've lied to him, I've been honest with him straight out, but it's not fair to him for me to be, like, playing both sides. It's really not. And I care about him enough to realize that I'm just kind of being a dick about this and not making my mind up and not choosing and, you know, and just like being with him and being with him. And then when Scott shows up, just like disappearing and sketching out. I mean, he took care of my dog for me when I was gone. No questions asked whatsoever. And that's above and beyond what anybody should have to do when, you know, when I'm kind of playing them both in a way. Although I'm not playing him because he knows, but it is like playing him because it's not fair, you know? I know he likes me, and I know that if I would just make up my mind and just dump Scott, that we could possibly have something that's, like, really special, you know? And who doesn't want something special, you know? So I'm a little bit confused about everything, as usual, right? I mean, what am I not confused? I have a therapy tomorrow, which is probably good. Hopefully I don't get drug tested tomorrow, which would be really bad. But if I do, I guess I just have to face the music because I knew I'm playing with fire. I'm not stupid. Well, maybe I am stupid a little bit because I know I'm playing with fire and yet I keep on doing the same shit over and over. And I just am not like, I don't know what the fucking issue is. I don't know why I keep doing it. Do I enjoy it? Kind of. Is it good for me? No, it's terrible for me. And the fact that it could get me a felony, it should be more than enough for me to say, no, this isn't what I should be doing anymore. You know, I like need to grow up. I haven't worked on anything this past week because I've been so caught up in shit. And, you know, like this whole progress that I was on, okay, I haven't U-turned exactly, but I haven't been making forward progress either. So I'm kind of cut myself at a standstill right now, which isn't good. You know, I need to get back to being productive and doing my thing and not being all all consumed with Scott and all his bullshit and not being all consumed with Chris and her shit that's going down. You know, I mean, I love Chris like a sister and I was really happy to see her, but I don't know what the game was. I mean, I don't know if that was just a 2-day cleanup period because she knew that I wouldn't put up with her bullshit if she used heroin here. And Scott, I mean, I went out of my way yesterday to try and find this information for him. He promised me he would call me, and now I don't know where he is, you know, which isn't fair to me. So something's got to give, and I'm pretty sure that it's got to be Scott. You know, I say I love him. I'm not so sure that I actually do love him. It was just a matter of convenience or just because he was the guy that everybody wanted and I finally got him. But now it appears to me that, like, nobody wants him and I got stuck with him. It's not fair. I'm not being fair to my other dude. Scott's not being fair to me. You know, it's a terrible triangle that I've got myself caught up in now. And I think I just need to make it, like, 2 points of light and cut one of them out. And I think I've already made up my mind. Now, as far as the goat, I think I kind of intertwined him in here pretty good, considering what a goofy picture it is. And, you know, if you're feeling suicidal, call the suicide hotline, 741-741, for text help. And if you're just having a bad time and, you know, you just don't know what to do, call 911. They can direct you to somebody or go to the hospital. Me, I don't know what I need to do. I'm not suicidal or homicidal. I'm just fucked up, you know, and making stupid mistakes over and over again that I know what the possibilities are, and yet I still do it. So maybe I am the stupid one. Anyway, as far as my mental health goes, I'm fucked right now. So I'm telling you, I'm just fucked up. So, yeah, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Thank you all for listening, and have a good night.